We want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Healing Insight. Healing Insight is an acupuncture and holistic medicine clinic on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. Owner Senya May and her team of practitioners can help patients with everything from anxiety to pain relief to fertility and so much more. Now, I've personally been seeing Senya for several years, and I'm now part of her membership program, which means I have a standing monthly appointment. Each month, we decide together which areas of my health to focus on. Sometimes it's an energy boost. Sometimes it's more acute, like sinus issues. Other times we focus on boosting immunity. Several of my family members go to Healing Insight, and I really do credit Senya as being a huge part of how I'm able to balance work, family, and other projects, and overall, the most important part, maintain good health. Now, Senya can also help you work through many health issues over Skype or Zoom calls. And Senya was also our featured guest on one of our most listened to episodes of Best to the Nest. It's episode 25, simply titled Anxiety. I really encourage you to download that episode if you haven't already, and go to healinginsightonline.com. That's healinginsightonline.com to find out more about Senya and her team.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. We're talking a love list, Elizabeth. A love list.
We're launching a new feature on The Nest, and I think we can do this every month where we just talk about things that we're loving. And especially, I think, now, Marjorie, when we're in such a challenging and uncertain time, it feels good to just appreciate some of the little things that make our nests happy. And that was really the initial intention of the feature, The Nest, which is the part of the podcast that we release on Thursdays. And so I like this idea of just picking two or three things that are just bringing us a little bit of joy as you appreciate the little things in your home and in your life when the world feels like it's swirling all around us. Okay, so Marjorie, take me into your home. What are you loving right now?
Okay, I just had the last drop of it, literally the last drop of it this morning with my frozen waffles, Trader Joe's ginger syrup.
Ooh.
Have you tried this?
No, but I love ginger and I love maple syrup. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, and I don't think you can get it right now. It was one of their Christmas releases. You know, Trader Joe's does a lot of special stuff around the holidays. So I was looking at their website, and I don't think it's available right now. And it was funny, though, on Etsy, somebody was trying to sell a jar of this for $33.
Oh!
That's how good this is. It's
price gouging ginger syrup.
Ginger syrup. It's amazing. So I've looked up recipes on how to make it myself, because I think if I just take maple syrup and add some ginger, I can get close, because I literally was like getting the last drops out of it this morning. Trader Joe's ginger syrup. So I'm going to be looking for it around Christmas next year. But boy, it was so, so good. What are you enjoying right now?
Oh, gosh. If you find a recipe, you got to let us know.
I will.
All right. The first thing on my love list is this. So I keep having people say, oh, look how dewy you are. Like, ooh, your skin looks really good. Now, some of this is because I am at the point, as we announced in our previous podcast, that I am pregnant.
Yes.
That I'm kind of in that like good phase. But I am also really crediting it to this Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 40.
Oh, nice.
So Ilia Beauty, it's spelled I-L-I-A. And there are really great clean makeup company. Our friend Laura Lemon from Lemon Lane is a big fan of Ilia Beauty. But you can pick up this super serum skin tint anywhere. It's like it comes in a dropper, and it's a really thin, silky serum that's also tinted and has the SPF in it. And Marjorie, it goes on so beautifully. I think you would love it, because it really is. It's like that no makeup makeup look,
which
I love.
And
all it is just a tiny bit of evening out, perfectly little dewy finish where you don't look too matte. You know, it doesn't look just like a mask on your face. And then you also get a serious dose of SPF, which is great to have. I think, honestly, I think you will get this and it will be your favorite product.
So do you put a little blush on top of that?
Yeah. And then I do a little blush. You could do like a little cream blush on top of it, whatever. And then I'll usually sometimes do like a little bit more of a concealer under my eyes or something like that, because it's not a super intense coverage, but it's lovely and it's making me very happy. I really like it.
I may get that. I think I will get that because I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I do need something that evens my skin tone. And you said the magic words. It's the magic words for everybody right now. Dewy. Your skin looks so dewy.
Dewy.
Okay, on my love list, you are going to love this, Mama. Mama a 3, Haagen-Dazs crispy trio layers. Salted caramel.
Good treat.
And chocolate. It is so, so good. I've eaten 2 pints of this in the last 3 days.
Yeah, that's because we're in a global pandemic and I am a sugar hoarder when it comes to stress. Like if I start to get like panicked about something, it's really nothing like some chocolate can't solve.
Yeah. Have you tried this Haagen-Dazs flavor?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you need to find this. It's so good. And I was just in the ice cream aisle and I saw it and it's like, oh, I've never had that one before. It is hands down my favorite ice cream right now. Haagen-Dazs crispy trio layers, salted caramel and chocolate. Oh, so good.
Very, very good. Okay. Number 2 for me is a little bit on the opposite end of the spectrum of the chocolate, but it is this tea that I just rediscovered because I organized my tea bin. And so I can actually see what teas I have.
There you go.
And they're Yogi. I'm a big fan of Yogi teas. I always like them and I always will look for them at the co-op when they're on sale. I try to pick up a couple of boxes, but there's one that's a peach detox tea that is so good. And that's what it's called, peach detox. And it just tastes so yummy and peachy. And when I was a kid, I remember when Snapple was all the rage, like everyone was drinking Snapples. Yep. And the peach Snapple was my favorite. And of course, that's like loaded with sugar. But the peach detox tea is totally that pure peachy flavor. It's just in a tea that's really nice. So if you're just wanting like something that kind of feels like fresh and refreshing, but then also still cozy, peach detox tea by Yogi is the best.
That sounds wonderful. Now, my 3rd on the love list are some rain boots I just bought from Target. And part of how I'm dealing with the stress of the global pandemic and being home is I am destroying our walkway in front of our house. I'm cracking rock and hauling rock, and it's very helpful. Just that endorphin rush of, one, destruction, and 2, exercise is very helpful at this time. And by the end of it, I'll have a new walkway. So I'm thrilled about that. But I needed some really good, some boots because it's messy work. And they're just the cutest little rain boots. They're just black, but they were $29 and they're perfect and they make me happy. So they're on my love list.
I love that. That's fabulous. My last item on my love list happens to be shoes that are appropriate for outside too. And I was recommended by someone who, when I was doing a Facebook Live the other day, she said, Elizabeth, you've got to get these Sloggers. Have you heard of the brand Slogger?
I haven't.
So Sloggers are just like, they have like gardening shoes. They have lots of like outdoor types of shoes and they have some with chickens on them, Marjorie. Wait until you see the picture of these. So I got these yellow Sloggers and they're like little clogs that have a rubber bottom to just wear out to the chicken coop, out to the garden, to just wear out to the garbage. I have a pair of Crocs that I really do like that I've had for probably 5 or 6 years, but they have holes in the side. So if there's water, then my socks get wet. It's like a whole thing. So I got these Sloggers and I actually found them on Amazon for, I think, $27.
Perfect.
Super inexpensive. And they are just making my life so great. In fact, last night I walked out to the garage where my husband was standing with a big, beautiful orchid that he'd brought home for me. It was like the sweetest thing ever. And he said, did you get new shoes? I said, yeah, look at these. Aren't these so great? They just came. And he's like, those are very good. And they're silly yellow rubber shoes with chickens on them. And he liked them. And they're very fun. So they made me really happy. And then I was hearing from other people who said, oh my gosh, I have a couple pairs. I've been wearing those for years. They're so comfortable. They're great. And Sloggers. Who knew?
Who knew?
I love them.
And this is why you and Jay are meant to be together. Because you have a husband that can look at shoes with chickens on them and go, oh, those are really good. That's perfect. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.